100 degrees outside, man. I'm telling you. Whew. It is hot. Very, 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 very hot. But you know what? It's okay. You know why? Because we here, and you here, and together we gonna keep it cool. That's right. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and today we have another outstanding show planned for you. That we do. The talk of the day is, are women more accepting of men more so than men are of women? I know a lot of us, something we've been a part of, we've dealt with more than one occasion. And I wonder, is it an even split, or do women like to themselves, even men with kids? But you know what? We're going to be going ahead and we're talking about that today. So, okay? That drink. But if it may be, get comfortable and get ready for some great conversation. Yeah. Because we ready. I'm ready, so I hope you're ready. Yeah, that's right. Hope we all ready for this, because it's going to be on and popping today. I'm ready for y'all. I hope y'all ready, too. So what's going on there, my peoples? How y'all doing today? Where my ride or die at? I'm sure y'all be here soon. Anyway, so it's another great day, y'all. Another great day to be alive. Hey, you always have to wake up and say thank you, because some people didn't wake up this morning. You know what I mean? But it's all good. It's all good. So what's happening out there? We are Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. If you want to join the conversation today, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. You can join me in my chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And it'll bring you right on in. And we have some great conversation going on in the chat room also. And don't forget, if you want to send me an email during the show, no problem. EricLetsTalk@gmail.com. And we also have the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at Facebook.com. You know, we can bring all that in today. And we can have a great conversation. Great conversation. Because you know what? This is a topic that is just going to be like, I'm ready for this one, boy. I'm telling you. Because I'm really interested in the different views on this topic right here. Why are women considered more accepting of men with children than men are women? You know, usually I was told it was like a package deal or what have you. But, you know, hey, some people think certain ways, and we're going to find out. I have some responses here from the question of the day regarding the topic, so we're going to read some of those out as well. And be ready. I see N2 Knowledge is in the house. What's up, man? What's up? What's happening with you? Glad you made it. Guest 1817, welcome to the show. Of course, you know, I have. Hey, I got my boo. My producer. Information manager. My everything. Welcome to the show. Yes, another great day. That's right, Into Knowledge. Another great day. All right, y'all. You know what? We have some things we need to talk about. And, you know, what I'm going to do first, we're going to go ahead and get the particulars out of the way. The house rules, y'all, the house rules. And, yeah, I know every day I kind of variate from what they are in the way I tell them. They stay the same. I just variate in the way I'm telling them. But today we're going to go back to the old school way and tell you how it is. On this show, we encourage open dialogue and would like to hear everyone's opinion. Please respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other. Okay? Please. Please, 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 please don't do that. But if you do, hey, I can handle it. Everybody will speak their turn, trust me. Please make your comments and responses as short to the point as possible because we want to hear what everyone has to say. If one person get on there and start making 10 and 15 minute dissertations, you know, we only have 2 hours, a little over 2 hours sometimes. But, hey, we want to hear everybody, so we try and limit that part of it. Okay, and of course the big thing, no personal attacks are allowed. Do not attack anyone on my show. If you do attack anyone on my show, I will handle you accordingly. Yeah, because once you get to personally attacking someone, that's telling me that you're really not knowledgeable about a lot of things. Personally, basically etiquette, you know what I mean? Don't be attacking anybody, because really, let's be honest. Besides us talking every day, we don't know each other. You don't know what the personal life of the person on the other line. So why are you attacking them? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. As I say, you know, there's a few of us on here that actually know each other personally, but that's beside the point. Don't be a person attacking anyone, all right? And that'd be all good. It's all gravy. It's all gravy. And of course, if anyone violates any of these house rules, you know, I have something for you. And it's called zapping. That's right, because I'm going to zap the heck out of you. I know. I shouldn't be so cruel, huh? Y'all be all right. Y'all be all right. Because you're bringing on yourself, that's for sure. Let's see, what else we got going on? Of course, we already know we got the Trayvon Martin trial going on, and we're not going to really get into that today. I don't think really too much has happened. They're just doing a lot of calling people to the stand and what have you. So, nothing major I don't think has gone on. I haven't seen anything anyway. So we'll probably hit that a little later on this week. When we get to some more developments that's going on, and we discuss what's been said and what's done so far in the trial. Okay, so I'm just letting y'all know, if y'all calling in for all that, we're not going to have that today. All right. Now, with that being said, let's move on. Let's see what I have. I have the quote of the day for you. And the quote of the day, it's a good one. I'm telling you, it was given to me. And, I like it. I really do. And, you know, it makes a whole lot of sense. And it kind of points to the type of show that I'm trying to achieve. You know, I really am, because it's important. It's important to do this one thing here. And here's the quote of the day so we can get on with it. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. And that's by the late, great Bruce Lee. I like this movie, man. Bruce Lee was the bomb, right? But this was a very strong statement also. You know, I have to admit, I really like that. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Winning is not enough, we must do. And you know what? And what makes that quote so strong is we should be doing this in our everyday lives, not just, you know, reading it or even on this show, you know, certain things we talk about, hopefully we're going out and applying them, applying it to our everyday life and our neighborhoods and our community. You know, because on this show, we do have a lot of intelligent people And, you know, there's a lot of knowledge that's passed along, and we can take this knowledge and apply it, you know. And just don't be willing to sit here and gather the information just so you can say you've gotten smarter. You know, let's go out and do some things with it. You know, make some things happen, as I like to say. So that's basically what the quote of the day is saying. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. And that was by Bruce Lee. All right. So what y'all think about that quote? That quote was pretty good. I hope y'all liked it. I think it has a little bit going on. Man, I'm telling you, this was going on up in here. It's kind of warm today. I don't know. 91 degrees so far, but dang, it feels a little warm up in here. The air is kicking. You ever have your air conditioner on and it's blowing as hard as it can and it's still, look, and it's still hot. You're still sweating like you're out there in the field. I mean, man, that's when you know it's hot. That's when you know it's hot. What's up, Goofy? Ride or die. That's right. Ride or die. I'm telling you. Yeah, every day. And, you know, Goofy a busy man. He has things going on. And just like Into Knowledge, I know he has things going on. And, you know, and just like the rest of the callers and my listeners, you know, I do appreciate y'all taking the time out y'all day to join me on the show, because I know y'all could be doing other things, you know. More, a little bit more important than when listening to me rant and rave and, you know, the rest of the guests. But I do appreciate it. I really do. All right. And just let you know you all appreciate it. All right, y'all. Here it is, the song of the day. Now, the song of the day is a tribute, a salute to one of the great blues men. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I grew up listening to this music, and I always did like it, especially when Members Only. Oh, man, I used to play that 24/7. I know 24/7 was the bomb, you hear me? All right, Miss Lady, I see you out there on the switchboard. East Coast, welcome. You've been gone the last couple of days, ride or die. Where you been? Where you been? All right, but before we get started, let's go ahead and knock out the song of the day. And this is in tribute, salute to the late Bobby Bill Bland, who passed within the last couple of days. All right, here it is, the song of the day.
Oh Lord.
Listen, fellas.
I believe my baby is putting something in my food, Lord. Yeah. I believe my woman, she's putting something in my food. Uh-huh. It used to be I didn't love her, and I've changed my whole attitude. Oh, yes, I have. Now what makes me so suspicious and got me so afraid? Since I met this woman, I've changed all the games I play. I used to be a real playboy, a man about town. She's done something to me and makes me wanna settle down. I believe my woman is putting something in my food. Oh, I didn't want to believe it, but since I met that woman, I've changed my whole attitude. I don't know what's wrong with me. I go out with the fellas, but I can't stay very long. The check I get every Friday, I sign it and bring it on home. Another thing about it that worries me constantly, I don't want no other woman. And you know that's nothing like me. I believe a woman, Lord. It's putting something in my food. Well, oh, Lord. It used to be I didn't love her. I had to change my whole attitude. You know I could be wrong, y'all. Oh, Lord.
Y'all, man, I had to get the groove in here for a moment. Hey, that's the late Bobby Blue Bland. All right, and man, did you hear what he was saying in the song though? She's putting something in my food. Hey, you know what I mean? Some of them ladies out there put something in the food, man, make you just stay there and be like, oh, what's really going on? Make you change your whole attitude. Hey, that's what he said, right? Hey, it can happen. Trust me, it can happen. Nothing like a woman with some good loving, right? Right. Hey, cooking is good loving. Cooking is good loving, y'all. Y'all better wake up and smell a coffee. All right. Yeah, women still cooking to knowledge. Because I don't cook. And they cook pretty good, too. Okay, all right. Anyway, yeah, that's Bobby Blue Bland, y'all. You know, and there's something about a blues man, huh? Something about the blues, man. I don't care what kind of mood you're in, man. It'll just, like mellow you out a little bit. You get the, before you know it, you have your feet. You have your feet patting and your head bobbing. Been to close your eyes and just, the music just takes you away. I know what I'm talking about. Don't act like I'm the only one out there. I know some of y'all know about that. That's right. Hey, whatever. Y'all quit laughing at me because I'm just telling you. And, you know, B.B. King and the Thrill is gone. Man, I'm telling you. I know a lot of us can relate to that one time or another in our life, right? The Thrill is gone. And she's putting something in my food. All right. Okay. And I'm not being a DJ. Let me go on and put that out there now because somebody's saying it. Look at him being a DJ. I'm not being no DJ. I don't know how to DJ, okay? Okay, I just had to get that one out there. All right, let's get over with the show, man. I'm telling you. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. And, not forget Marvin Sees, of course. But, you know, I'm not going to. One day I may get happy and play Marvin Sees on the show. But check this out. If you want to join the conversation today, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Or send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Facebook, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson @facebook.com. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, hey, I see the lines. Oh, man, we got it on lines. We got Miss Lady on the line, and we got Ride or Die Renee. Man, those are two of my most dedicated female callers right there. I want to give y'all a shout-out because, hey, y'all keep it real. Y'all go to deep end sometime, but y'all keep it real. So I know why y'all calling in. Y'all ready for the topic. All right. I see you. It's all good because I love y'all. All right, here we go. Let's talk about some things first before we get on to the topic. Mississippi. Y'all know one time I was hitting Mississippi upside the head like Ali was hitting George Foreman on the rope-a-dope thing. You know what I mean? Mississippi, you're back in the house. Mississippi, y'all, have decided they have an open gun carry law. That's right. And on July the 1st, a new law giving Mississippi residents the right to openly carry firearms without the need of a gun permit will go into effect. So basically, a gun can be partially exposed if it is in a proper holster and can be carried openly without a permit. That's what the law is about. Now, you know, a couple of days ago, Into Knowledge mentioned something about an open, he mentioned something about the martial law that's coming. Man, now, come on, y'all. We talk about Mississippi. So you know some of those people, yeah, without a gun permit. Yeah, without a gun committee, East Coast. Now, some of those people are going to put on holsters like they're back in the Wild, Wild West and start walking around with them on their hips. And we know it's coming, right? And this is Mississippi. This is Mississippi now. Out of all the places in the United States, Mississippi. You know, Mississippi just recently, you know, took the slavery laws off their books. So now you're telling me they're allowing them to open carry a gun. This is crazy. Now, but here's the funny part. Guns are prohibited at schools, community colleges, and universities, okay? Private property owners can also prohibit people from bringing guns onto their property. Now, this is the one that really got my attention. Sheriffs can also prohibit guns from being brought into courthouses. Now, listen to the wording on that. Can also prohibit guns from being brought into the courthouses. Now, let's be realistic. Why hasn't that been prohibited already? You see what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there. Of course, you know, the law enforcement officers going to get guidance on how the new law will impact their jobs and how to deal with citizens walking around with firearms at their side. Now, this is, I'm telling you, I agree with Into Knowledge on this one. That has trouble written all over it. You hear me? You think stand your ground is trouble. This here, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be the Wild Wild West down there. Soon as someone gets upset about it, you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to be a shootout at OK Mississippi. Man, and you know the funny part about it, though. I mean, it's really not funny, but how can you just be in a legislature and just sit there and pass something like that? That is just crazy. I mean, wow. You know, Mississippi? Heck, yeah. They just barely started to stop using trees. Now they let them start using guns. Oh, man, this is just out. I don't know, man. What is it coming to for real? Well, what is it coming to? All right. Well, since I got that out of the way, let me bring my ride or die in. This woman is coming to us from the state of Texas. She's the one that stands her ground no matter what's being said. And let me bring her in. Here she is, Miss Renee. Hey, Renee.
Hey,
what's
everybody.
Going on?
Hey. You know, this is just ridiculous. I cannot believe that a state would do that. I mean, look, if you're a brother or sister in Mississippi, you might want to move up out of there because it's not going to be a pleasant time at all for you. If you get in a disagreement with anybody, they can just pull their gun out on you. Come on now. This is ridiculous.
And you know what? I agree with you 200%. And here's the thing about that. What made it funny, because the sheriffs can prohibit them from bringing them in the courtroom. Why would you not? Why would you want anybody to bring a weapon into a courtroom? Really? Somebody's not doing any thinking on that one.
They've had so many things happen over the last 5 years or 10 years of shooting. Why would you make it okay not to care for it? That means all the crazies, all the people that are unstable can just, racist, can just carry a gun in their car with no problem. That is ridiculous. That's so ridiculous.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And, I'm thinking maybe the thought process behind that is if one person see another person with, it kind of even things out. But I'm looking at trouble on that, boy. I'm telling you. You carrying guns. Oh, my goodness. It's just, that's disaster written all over it. Let me bring Goofy in because he got his hand up too. He's coming to you from California, y'all. Here's the man with all the doobies, Mr. Goofy. What's up, Goofy?
Oh, my God. You know what? I think I'm rubbing off on you, man. The way you introduce us, man, it's hilarious, man. I love it, Eric.
Oh, well, thank you. I try and keep it lively. Thank you, sir. You know what, N2Knowledge, I agree with you. He said, I can see it now. What did you say, Your Honor? And start just shooting up the place.
I don't know what happened. I was working on the lawn right now, so.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Mississippi passed a law, man, to where they can openly carry weapons without a permit.
Huh? So you're saying that any old Joe could just walk around with a gun, regardless?
Yeah, long as it's partially exposed and it's in a proper holster. So, remember how it was back in the Wild Wild West?
No. Huh? Underline that word, partially.
Yeah.
Partially.
Yeah.
That's gonna fuck up the system right there with that stupid word right there. It has to be exposed, is what it should say. We'll see what happens. We'll see in 10 years what's going to happen over there.
If it's in a regular holster, it is partially exposed. You see the handle hanging. You know what I'm saying? So you can put
Eric,
on a holster.
Eric, do I really need to check you, Eric? Because I carry the guns that are in holsters that are not exposed, Eric.
Well, they have to have them exposed a little bit, okay? But they don't have to have a permit, though. That's the thing. You don't have to have a permit. And back in the day, you go around the corner, get see the man, in the alley and get you a weapon, and it's on and popping. You know what I'm saying? So what was Mississippi thinking? You don't have to have a permit? Really?
That's bad, Eric. Mm. That's bad, man. I mean, we'll see. Let's see it in a year or two. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe this might check some people.
Can you imagine the pressure that's putting on the law enforcement in that state? Can you just imagine that? That is just like, wow.
And what about gang violence? I mean, that just gives the gang violence the right to just open up and just say, hey, we didn't need a permit. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know what, Renee, that's a good point. I never really thought about that.
True. I mean, I'm a gang member. If I didn't have a permit and while that law was over here, oh, my God. Shit, I have maybe 4 or 5 on me.
I pray and hope it never happens in California because,
not nice. If it did.
They have gangs out of Mississippi. They got all kinds of gangs out of Mississippi. Some that wear no hoods and some.
Of course,
really
I'm
don't.
Not saying anything. that is going to be that's going to be one to look for. Like I said, let's see in a year. Who knows? Now maybe it'll check some people because there's some badasses that need to be checked. And, you know, if you know that somebody's carrying the gun, maybe you won't fuck with them. You know what
See,
I mean?
I understand your point of view, Goofy. But that's still, I think they should have went about it the whole different way then. than the way they are right now.
I agree with you, Mr. Talk, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, because I thought that point above, though.
There's a dark side and a light side, but there's always that gray side, right? That you could always, you know, expand
upon. And, you know, to go with the recent Supreme Court voting decision, man, that really put some stuff on there, right? Oh, man. What's going on with the Supreme Court? Huh?
I don't know. But to go back to what you're saying, there's going to be a lot of Trayvon Martins out there.
Oh, man.
Because
I hope not. I really hope not. This is sad, just to even see.
Hey, they're giving them a license to kill. They're giving them a license to kill. Come on. That's just an accident waiting to happen. Or better yet, how about you get pulled over for a traffic citation as a police officer? You know, that's putting police officers in danger. Come on. And he has a concealed, not so concealed weapon. You know, come on. I don't want to get pulled over today.
Someone's going to have a bad day. Someone's going to have a bad day. Don't cut that motherfucker off.
Yeah, goodness. That is crazy. Hold on. Let's bring this man in from the state of Louisiana. He down there in there where them crawfish be at, man. He is N.O. He's from the N.O., y'all. He is Mr. Lowe in the house.
Mr. Lowe.
What's going on, sir?
I'm sitting here listening to all of you, and I'm like, wait a minute, how this is going to happen? All of a sudden, just because somebody riding with a pistol or got a weapon on them or whatever, you know, this makes everything so terrible. You have gang members wearing police uniforms all day long. That's a one big gang within itself, and they do what they want
to
do.
Amen to that.
Of the law. So me riding, minding my business, and I get stopped because, you got a broken tail light. And you see a weapon laying there, what about it? I didn't draw it on you. What about it? It's just laying there.
Okay. You are a responsible individual with your weapon. Everyone not going to be that responsible, Lo. You know, they be up on what? Say what?
I said I got you on that part, but there are plenty of responsible people and with weapons. And, you know, there are plenty of police officers that are responsible with weapons and plenty that are not responsible with weapons. You know, when you talk about a cop that's not responsible with a weapon, you're talking about the BART cop that killed your boy we were talking about yesterday out there in California. And Sean Bell, that was killed in, I think, New York, they shot the car up, you know. You got this guy that's about to get married, and he wind up getting killed by some off-duty pigs.
All right.
Pay the spade, bro. I mean, hey, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's all I'm doing. I don't see anything wrong with it. Like I said before, the tissue paper that they call the Constitution says you have a right to bear arms, and hey, bear arms.
But look. Let's look at the state that's authorizing this, Adolo. You know, Mississippi doesn't have the best reputation as far as anything. You know what I mean? So now they're going ahead and allowing you just to open and carry. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, let's be for real. Now, there aren't plenty of. Okay, well, I tell you what. Let's talk about L.A. Let's talk, you know, that's the city of angels, supposedly, right? Right, big city, Hollywood. L.A. has had three riots. All was about race, but you don't see that in the movies. So L.A. isn't that all wonderful within itself, you know? And you have people getting murdered in L.A. every day, some by the police, getting their asses kicked by the police, by gang members. So no place is better than any other to me, man. I mean, I understand at least you knew who wore the Klan outfit, the hoodie, in in Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. You knew who wore them in those places.
And but, who said they stopped wearing them? And that's the point.
Well,
that's giving them something else to try and terrorize those certain people with. Come on now, Lord.
My point is this.
What's your point?
If you got the hood on and you said, fuck them, I hate them black so-and-sos and them wetbacks, such, I respect that. But if you come and shake my hand and you win, as soon as you get home, that's what you're saying, I don't respect that. I respect the fact that, like you said, Mississippi doesn't have a good reputation. We all know this. L.A. doesn't have such a great reputation either, but a lot of people wouldn't know that. That's what I'm saying. So, hey, it is what it is, man. You have the right to carry that weapon. Carry that weapon.
Okay.
Protect yourself.
Right.
You may need
all
that
right.
weapon to protect yourself.
Really?
Absolutely.
So now
this is the starting of the Star Wars days, because, I mean, in the Star Wars days, everyone's packing heat or some sword or some stupid, you know, thing.
Well, you know,
do Americans have to feel so scared to carry a weapon? Jesus, what's wrong with carrying a knife? It's nice and silent, and it cuts real good.
The only problem is you got to get close to Goofy. You got to get close to him. Nobody wants to get that close to anybody anymore.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes killers walk in silence, and all you need to do is just get that close. And woo-ha, nobody will know. God bless the darkness.
Well, let's take it to another level then. How about violent crimes of passion? You have those violent crimes of passion, and you're now able to carry a gun, and it's so – you get in an argument with your husband or your wife or whatever, and instead of having to go to the lockbox to get your gun out, which a responsible gun owner would have, you now just got it on your waist. This is going to be crimes of passion. What are you going to do then?
Mm.
Are you serious?
Okay, well, who is that sweet, lovely voice over there?
If you're sitting in your house with a pistol on your waist, in the first you got issues in the first place. You sitting in your house with a gun on your waist. I can understand if you got a gun laying on a table or under a mattress or under a pillow or something like that, you know, under a couch pillow or something. But if you're sitting there with a gun on your hip or whatever, that's something different. I mean,
What about on your thigh when you're watching TV?
In all honesty, I know people that do that because of where they live.
I do sometimes.
Here's the thing. It's not just the having the weapon. It's just you don't need a permit.
Okay.
You know, you don't need a permit. That is the thing. You know, how you going? No permit, nothing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
what I'm getting is, some people want the best of both worlds. You say you want to be able to get a gun because you want it. That's your right. Then some people won't be able to get them because of the permit thing, and they'll have hot guns. At any rate, they're going to get a gun, regardless of whether it's legal or not. Permit or not, they're going to get them.
Well, you move your ass to Mississippi then.
I ain't moving no goddamn Mississippi. You crazy?
Oh,
now
they
kill people now.
Right,
now you don't want to go to Mississippi.
Right?
I'm no big fan of Louisiana.
You know what? Hold on. Now I'm bringing this guy in right here. He's Lowe's kryptonite when he wants to be, and his cousins also. He is Mr. Vernon.
What's up, cuz? What's happening? What's going on, cuz?
What's
going on, fellas? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing, fellas and ladies? I thought I had a lady on here too now.
Yeah, you got Renee on here. You know you got
Renee.
Yes.
Renee.
Oh, okay. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
And everybody else. hey, I ain't with that wild, wild west shit, man. So everybody walking around south, man. I mean,
what the hell you mean walking around?
Hey.
What you mean walking around?
Hey. Now I can see if you go somewhere and you got your gun in your car, or something like that, right there. I don't see a damn thing wrong with that. But everybody walk around with a pistol on their hip, that's fucking crazy, man. They already got places like that in other parts of the country right now.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but it's crazy, cuz. I mean, you think about it. First, if two people get into it, the first thing they're going for, if they got it, man, they're going for it.
Okay.
And it's over and done with. There is no, hold on, wait a minute. I'm pulling out mine. I'm killing you.
Look, here's a prime example. The other day when you was on the phone with us and that little white boy almost hit your car, what did you say? Oh, hell, wait a minute. Pull over. Remember? Remember that?
I said I hope he got a pistol on him, too. That's what I hope.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the point.
I didn't say I had one. I was going to let him kill me, go to heaven, and I was going to forget about y'all. That's what was going to happen.
That kind of, man, you know, like you said, you all pissed off. You pissed off like that, you know. Last thing you need is a gun on your hip, man, that, you know, that quick access to it like that.
Man, everyone's afraid to get their ass kicked. Seriously.
Now, Lo, you know, man, everybody is ain't responsible enough to walk around with no damn gun on your hip, man.
That's right. Tell him, cuz. Get him.
What happened to him? What will my cousin go through, man?
You know,
person tonight, so I think he's hurting right now, so step back a little bit.
that's still my family, man. I ain't got nothing but love.
He feeling lately. You ain't had too much love for him on the show.
Hey, Eric, all our lives now, we have disagreed on things now. We hadn't always agreed on everything, you know. But that's a good thing, though. We two different minds. Ain't no doubt about that. But in the end, we can drink beer. We can drink a beer together.
There you go. I just wanted y'all to let y'all know, so in case you're driving through Mississippi and want to stop there, starting July the 1st, you may want to, you know, be careful, all right, because that law goes into effect on July the 1st. Let's see. Here's a good one. Oh, we going to get to the topic, y'all. We got 17 minutes, but I'm going to get to this. The American Medical Association, deciding last week to label one-third of Americans fat people as disease. So basically what they're saying, if you're obese or fat, you are diseased now. Now, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait. Now, also, wait a minute. Now, this is in conjunction with a new FDA-approved diet drug, called Susemia, and which is now available with a prescription. Okay? And they approved another one, Delviv, on June the 27th. Now, this is a $66 billion per year weight loss industry. So why all of a sudden, well, I'm going to say why. I just told you why all of a sudden they want to classify, you know, overweight individuals as having a disease to make more money. Basically, that's what I'm looking at. What you think? I mean, really?
It's all about money when it comes to those people. In that industry, they will approve anything, as long as they get their kickback. Now, look at the fat people. I work my heart out to fuck as many women as I can and wear a rubber and still come out clean. And now they got me because I'm overweight, so now I'm considered a disease. So what the hell am I going to do for the rest of my life? I've been trying to dodge bullets, but they just gave me the bullet.
Well, you go
now what am I going to do? I'm going to take this drug and I'm going to be skinny again and live happily ever after? No, the side effects are your ears will fall off, your eyes will turn yellow, you probably won't have teeth. They always have all these millions of side effects for one drug. Whatever happened to living natural and letting your body die off? Seriously.
Mr. Talk, if I get too much noise, let me know because I can mute myself, man.
Okay. Oh, okay. You rather mute yourself than me. Okay, I understand.
Ooh, somebody's running the show.
No, I ain't running no show, man.
I'm just playing, bro.
But here's the thing with that new drug, right? Clinical trials of this ingredient, TOPIRAMATE, okay, has shown a risk of 5 birth defects in every 1,000 pregnancies. Now they're also telling the women of childbearing age If you start taking this, you need to use contraceptive because you still can get pregnant. Of course, you know, once you start taking it, they do believe that you have to take it long term. So it's just not one of those drugs that you just take it and be through with. So,
oh, come on, Eric. Now you're pissing me off. You're telling me if I want to lose weight for a week, I want to take it for a week, and then right when I feel skinny again, you know, I have to keep taking it?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, this is where the money comes in, people. This is where the money comes in. You have to keep taking this for the rest of your life until you get hooked on it.
Seriously. Of course. Yeah. Of course. That's what it is. And then you have to go to rehab. To say rehab, and that's more money you're spending, then you're going to come back and get more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, insurance companies are not going to really, you know, want to get in on it yet. So, you'd be paying out your pocket and everybody feeding into that $66 billion per year weight loss industry. That's just crazy.
Targeting the fat people and gays. And trust me, if they're dumb enough to get fat, they're dumb enough to believe this shit. Seriously.
Look. Now, you cannot say everybody gets fat on purpose. Come on now, Goofy. You know, as I always say when I was in the military, and I say it again today, everybody was not meant to be skinny. It's just, you know, in that case, you know, we'd be all the same. Everybody wasn't meant for that. You know?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I've never seen a picture of a fat caveman in my life. But
because he was a cave eating hell. Oh, but anyway, the FDA advisory committee voted against this same drug in 2010. So now 3 years later, they're going to say, okay, after this big announcement comes out about obesity is a disease now. And what's up with this country and making everything a disease? Really? You know, everything has to be a disease now just so we can make some money, right?
That's the way of getting people to, you know, think, oh, really? This is really, it's affecting me? It's a disease? Come on, man. No. There's burger joints on every corner. And obviously you're too lazy to go to Subway, so you went to McDonald's. Throughout the whole month. That's what your disease is.
Look, Subway is not the best dietary place either now. But I understand what you're saying.
Well, they're the smartest people to put a skinny guy as their they used to be fat as their spokesperson. So I don't see McDonald's doing that.
Oh, McDonald's got okay. Anyway. So, yeah, I just wanted y'all to let y'all know. So, for those that may decide they want to go out there and think y'all going to get this new weight loss drug, y'all better think about it first because it's not as good as they make it seem. They just trying to get your money. That's all. All right. Well, that's it. Any more comments on that?
What's wrong with going to a gym? If you want to spend money on pills, why don't you spend money on the gym?
Well, you know what? Actually, you don't even have to do that. You got chairs at your house. You got water bottles. You can work out like that. You don't even have to spend money.
I thought this was a respectable show. I didn't want to tell them the ghetto ways of turning their backyard
You know what? It's not about being ghetto or respectable. It's trying to save you money, man. Why? Because most people join a club or a gym. They may go for the first 2 or 3 months. Then that's it. But they still paying that monthly fee, you know, because it comes out their account. But they never go back because they get discouraged because you have, you know, the tight wind individuals, you know, that sit there and, you know, and the little girls run around in their little teeny weeny bikinis and they get discouraged. You know, so, you know, basically, if you can do it at home, is a lot better. Now, if you can find somebody, you know, a lot of people need someone to work with. If you can find someone as dedicated as you are to losing weight, then, you know, join forces with them and do it at home. It's easy. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. You know,
can I give them a little helpful hint for something in the backyard if they need help? Take a broken broom, the stick, and then get like milk crates and put rocks in there to do your little weights and stuff. That's a good little push up or pull up bar thing.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
Just a little something.
Yeah, just a little something. All right, here we go, y'all. Here we go. We're going to get to the main topic now, what everybody been waiting on. Because you know what? Y'all crazy. I'm a little touched too, so it's okay. All right. Now, the topic of the day is coming. I know I got to give me a horn or something so I can announce the topic of the day. Are women more accepting of men with children more so than men are of women with children? So what you think, Goofy? I'm going to ask you first since
you just said it right, Eric. I'm the one that fucks a lot of women who have children.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So what do you think? What do you think about that?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I accept them because, you know, I can't just turn my back on them, you know? Kids need love, and, you know, I'm bad enough I'm doing their mom, you know, might as well, you know, if I'm hanging out there, you know, show them a little bit of affection. But it's when... you know, crazy to where, you know, even a kid's actually called me daddy, but I no. Anyways, some men, they feel, I'm guessing that's not their kid. That's not their responsibility. Why should I even pay attention to this? You know what I mean? And I just think that, you know, we all have a past, and regardless of the whatever past that we come with, we always have baggage, and sometimes it's kids, or sometimes it's, you know, lost junky furniture, something. But I just think the men just don't, you know, they just, you know, don't want to deal with that. Now, another default to that is I was with a girl for a while, and, you know, her kids were running wild and crazy, and then when I went to try to discipline them, and I'm not saying I try to spank them or anything, I try to, you know, tell them, hey, you know, you can't be writing on the wall. Right away, oh, no, don't you tell my kids that. You know what I mean? It's like, are you serious? You want them to grow up to be, you know, some dumb little taggers? You know, they're over here writing on your walls, and then you're spending hours trying to, you know, take it off the wall. I mean, come on. Serious. And, you know, some women, they just let their kids run wild. And, you know, as you being whoever you are in that relationship, if you have manners and respect and morals, you know, you would maybe want to, if you're not having kids anytime soon, maybe, you know, try to, you know, pass them off to, you know, whatever ones that are in your way or something. You know, that's how I've always looked at it. But, you know, a lot of women don't like their men to discipline their kids. So I think that's a problem right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of the issue that's going on with that.
Women not wanting men to.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Let's get Renee's point of view. Renee?
Well, I think women are more accepting with men with children just for the fact that we are nurturers and we love, you know, children. So I think we're a little more accepting. I think men are a little judgmental when it comes to that, and they don't look at the big picture that you're not the first. And, you know, they just don't take into consideration that it's going to take a little more effort on their part, which they don't want to do, to be accepting and loving to somebody else, some other man's child. So I think women are a little more accepting than men are. And then again, I think it's so cool for a father to be involved in his child's life. But if you have introduced me to your child, that means I'm somebody special to you. So I look at it from that perspective, I guess.
All right. That's an interesting perspective. I never thought about it. Well, yeah. Because, you know, and maybe that's what we need. When does a child, if you're dating someone, when does the introduction come in, you know, as far as the children? Is it a certain amount of a period of time before you introduce your children to this person?
I think so. I think if you're dating someone and you've been seeing them for a while, not until you know it's a serious thing, do you introduce your children? Because children get connected to people very quickly. So I personally would not introduce a man to my children until we've been dating about 6 to 8 months or longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that my kids would be involved. Yeah, with
from,
the relationship.
From my studies, that's close. So it's usually about 4 to 7 months before I ever, you know, if I'm involved with somebody, before I ever meet, you know, their kids or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
It's usually, like a birthday party or some event.
Yeah,
you know?
Some social event with other people involved, not just one-on-one.
Okay,
kids get
yeah,
attached too quick. No, kids get attached too quickly. And then when you have boys, I don't know about girls, but when you have boys and you're a single parent and you're just, here's my son, they get a little offended because that's their mom and that they've been the man of the house. And what are you trying to take over now and try to tell me what
that's,
to do?
That's
so,
true.
So, you know, boys, they get a little defensive of their moms. Boys are very overprotective of their mothers. So I don't think that I would introduce my boys to any prospective man until we were really serious, mostly because they're older. But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
So, well,
no,
before
there
you,
was a... Oh, go ahead, Eric.
I would say before you did the introduction, do you have a conversation with that child about, you know, your partner, your so-called partner, you know, to say,
well,
look,
definitely.
I'm dating so-and-so, and, you know, I'd like you to meet him one day or what have you. Do you have that type of conversation?
Oh, definitely. I would definitely be open with them. Definitely. Because
Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah, I would definitely tell them. I would definitely, because you don't want to keep anything from them, because then, again, you're going, oh, now you don't trust me or I don't trust you, issues with your child. You don't ever have those issues. So, yeah, I would say, hey, we're going to the park today, and there's a friend that I want you to meet. I would never call him a boyfriend. I would never call him, you know, or, you know, if it was for a guy, I would never suggest you say girlfriend. I would say, hey, I have a friend that I really want you to meet, and they're kind of special to me. I want you to meet them. I would be honest with them, but I would not make them feel like it was someone they had to like. Because if you don't like my kid, then that's the end of the relationship. My kid comes first.
Mm.
Until we become married or, you know, get engaged or something. My kid has
to
come.
Yeah, I'm introduced as mommy's friend. That's what I'm usually introduced at.
Oh, okay.
Depending on how old I've had like a 17-year-old. I mean, he thought he was, you know, tough shit, but once I, you know, basically told him, hey, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, you're just going to have to accept it one day. And, you know, kind of shut him up, but, you know, you can't just go in there with bad feelings. You have to have an open mind and just expect whatever is expected, because, like I said, everyone has a past. You know, you're not a special one that's going to change everything, you know what I mean? And you just got to go in there with an open mind, you know. Whatever happens, happens.
Okay. So is it easier as they get older, or is it more difficult?
I think it's more easier when they're older, like from, say, for instance, like from 4 to maybe 11, you know, they're okay. But like right after 12, it's just, you know, they have that, oh, that's my mommy, you know, or.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you seeing it. There's even one that her daughter even said, I don't want you seeing him. I don't like him. You know, it's like, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's
you
like,
know what?
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned it because that was my next question. Go ahead, Renee. I'm sorry.
I think as they get older, the manipulation sets in. And they get a little offended. They get offended by the fact that this person is spending more time with my mom than I am. So,
and
I think you have to slowly ease your children into it. Hey, there's a friend that I want you to meet. She's a little special to me, but she's just a friend right now. And then the movies or dinner and family functions and getting to know them a little better. And then afterwards asking them, well, what did you think about her? Did you like her? Did you not like her? Did you like him? Was he somebody you think you could hang out with a little bit? And then the person getting to meet the child, you have to be kid-friendly. If you're not kid-friendly, they're going to see right through it. They're going to see right through it. The kids are smarter than you give them credit for.
Of course. You gotta make them, like, if they're your mommy's friend, you know, you gotta, you know, see, obviously kids leave toys around, so, you know, you gotta say, oh, you like Star Wars, or, oh, you like, I don't know, Pokemon, or, you know, you gotta, you know, befriend them, you know, just be like, hey, you know, I'm cool. You know, the main thing is every time I go in there, I try to be like, you know, hey, I'm the cool guy. Don't even trip, you know. But going back on what she was saying about back when that girl said that she thought she didn't want me to see her because I was taking her mommy's love from her. That's what she told. That's what she was screaming and telling her. And it's like, okay, you know. And I told her, you know, I'm your mommy's friend, you know. You're your mommy's baby, you know. Mommy will always love you more than she'll ever love me. And, you know, I try to explain, but, you know, kids are kids, but.
Go ahead, Vernon. I think Vernon had something to say.
Oh, I was just wanting to ask about that 6 to 8 months before. I think that's what I heard him say, 6 to 8 months before they miss it, before they let the friend or whatever meet the kids, right?
I said 4 to 7. It's usually 4 to 7 for me. She said 6 to 8, which I think is right there, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think you have to know your kids. I think you have to be in tune with your kids and know what they are able to accept and what they're not. I mean, if you waiting 2 or 3 weeks when you go and meet the kids, then those kids are not going to respect you very quickly. But if you hold off for a little while and say, hey, you know, I'll take you out, we'll get to know each other first, and then you want to make sure that you're going to be with this person a little longer than just a few weeks. Because kids, like I said, get attached to people very quickly, and then you're there one day and gone the next. That's not good for mom, but that's not good for you either.
No.
I got to stack up my chips a little bit.
All right, let me read a response that I got off the internet. It says, this from a guy, you'll be surprised how many women I've run into that will use that as an excuse not to be with me. All my kids are by the same mother, born in wedlock, and I take very good care of mine and have joint custody of them. But they use it as an excuse. Years ago, black women were hollering about a man having a job and having his own place. Well, I've got a career, my own house, father to my kids, upstanding citizen, but it seems like the bar is being raised to an unreadable level. I don't have tattoos, don't drink or smoke, am not promiscuous, am not abusive either verbal or physical, born again Christian, but it's near impossible to find someone that cherishes that. In our day and age, that's boring. They want the emotional roller coaster ride of someone who won't be there for the long haul. What do y'all think?
Oh my God!
That?
Can I go first, Mr. Talk?
Go ahead.
That guy's attracted to greedy bitches. That's what that guy's attracted to.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I slept around the block 20,000 times. Okay, my lifestyle. I get judged. They think, oh, I'm ghetto, and, you know, I'm going to live in some ghetto-ass house. But when they come to my house, they always seem to think my mom and dad live here. Hell no. This is my house, you know. Everything is mine, you know. Because everything is so, like, you know, like your mother would have everything nice and perfect, you know. It's just, you know, I'm not saying it's all perfect, but, I mean, you know, it's nice. You know what I mean? And right when they find out that I have my shit in order, they're just falling in love like, oh, my God, did I hit the jackpot? And, you know, I see it in women. It's like it's embedded in their head. Like, it's showing me that, oh, love is coming. You know, it's like they're amazed. And for that guy to say that, he's in the wrong. I don't know where the hell he's looking for women. But there are women out there that would love to be honored to be with a man that has his shit together and his kids. You know, he's still taking care of his kids, and there's no problems whatsoever. But I don't know. That guy's attracted to greedy bitches. That's all I could say.
To agree with Goofy. I cannot believe I'm agreeing with Goofy. But, yes, I'm agreeing with Goofy. There's so many women out there that would fall in love with him in 2 seconds. He's not looking in the right place. He can't be looking in the right place because that's exactly what women are looking for. No, that's what women are looking for. That's what they want. That's what all women want. She wants a woman that she wants a man that's got his stuff together.
All right.
I mean, I hear what the guy said, but the information that he's given, yeah, it sounds all good, but is he pushing church off on these women? When he meet them, I heard him say he's religious and he's in the church and all that. Is he pushing this stuff off on these women, trying to, you know, suggest to them, hey, this is what you got to do to be with me, or what's going on here? I mean, it's got to be something.
Now, where'd you get this from, Mr. Jock?
Oh, it's just a response, you know, because I put some questions online, you know, on my page sometimes, and just people respond. Yeah.
Well,
but here's
you need
here's
to have
question,
that person
though.
Call the show because I have a lot of questions for that guy.
You have a lot of questions, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay. But, you know, and Vernon, you bring up a good point. You know, would that be like a deal breaker if, you know, he's pushing his religion and all that? I would think if he's religious, he would want to be with someone that's religious also, right?
Right.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but you love the person. You love the person for who they are, not for who they become. You know,
right. I mean,
you can't force somebody to be religious because you are religious. That's terrible.
Most people that are religious, they looking for somebody that's religious.
Well,
you know, they want to kind of fit in the same box they in. I'm just being honest with you, man.
Well, no. I would never say you're unhonest, Vern.
No. Yeah, they looking for somebody that's you know, if they deep in the church and they got things together and stuff like that, you know, with God and different things, that's the kind of person that they pretty much want to deal with. They don't want to deal with nobody else other than that.
You know what he should do instead of you know, going out there? He should turn his faith in God and ask God, you know my situation. You know what I'm looking for, God. I leave it in your hands. And trust me, God will answer you. Dead serious. One of my friends, he was like me, but he felt lonely, and, you know, he gave up. So, he started getting into church, and, he prayed to God, and he really wanted a woman. So a woman came out of nowhere, swept him off his feet, got married, has kids, lived happily ever after. And I'm dead serious. God will answer your prayer.
All right.
I think I'm falling in love with you. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, stop it. Just stop it. Yeah,
I know why they throw their panties on the table. I'm just saying. Love it.
All right. Here's another response. Oh, that's right, Goofy. Renee didn't know that part of you, that side of you. But here's another response. Yes. This is from another guy. Oh, Lord. Women love the fact that men will hold up to their responsibility and raise their kids by themselves. Men have a hard time with women with kids because when a man comes in and tries to play that father role, women get mad, especially when the man tries to discipline, spank them. Okay. So, comments. I think we kind of covered this a little earlier, though.
I hear that thing about men being responsible, but Eric, I can tell you from my own experience, a lot of time women will come in and they'll be jealous. As the time go on, they'll be jealous of your kid, the relationship you and your kid got, man. Especially if they got kids.
Mm-hmm.
They'll start pointing and picking at everything you're doing for your kid, and you always doing this for him, and they'll start looking for the wrong in that kid. I tell you that from experience, man.
Wow. From experience,
yeah.
Huh? That's crazy. Hold on, let me bring Ebony
in. That's
crazy. From the UK.
Oh, don't bring Ebony in because I'll fall in love.
Oh, Lord. All right,
oh,
Miss Ebony.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hi.
I'm just gonna say I'm on the show tonight, so I'm gonna hold it over to Wednesday because I had a long day and I'm really tired, so I'm not gonna bother to do it tonight. But I will do Wednesday, so don't look out for me tonight. But I am listening. So I did hear what Goofy was saying earlier about women falling in love with him because he's got his stuff together. Yeah, well done. Well done. I think it's probably true. Women don't see many men that are together. And I think it is very, very attractive when a man has his stuff in order. And if he can cook, know that, hey, that's a bonus. That's a big one. That's a big one. But if you know how to keep your house in order and look after your family, there's not a lot of men who know how to do that. So a lot of respect for that. Yeah.
Easy. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy.
But I'm not falling in love with you, Goofy. Don't get too excited.
No, I already know.
Not
I can never. My powers don't work across the pond. So it's okay.
Hey, well, let me ask this question. As far as the kids concerned, what if they do not like the mate that you're with? Would you? Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go. They don't like the kids. Don't like you. Hey, you might have to go. I mean, it's a package. You know, if you meet someone and they have their kids, it is a package. And unfortunately, you know, if they're young enough for you to affect the relationship. You know, if they're older, then who cares what they think, right? You go do what you want to do. But I think if they're young and they have to live with the two of you, then you've got to have some harmony there, and you've got to have an element of like, because that person's going to be around your kids, you know, 24/7. So I think if they're younger, you know, some way you have to try and get it to a level where they find acceptance or they like the partner. So, you know, men do have to do all the enticing and whatever, whatever. But as they're older, I think that's your decision. You know, they can keep it moving. They're not happy. They don't have to like the partner, because you're not asking them to be a father to anybody or a mother. You're asking them to accept the partner and be respectful, but you're not asking them to particularly like that person. But, you know, it's good if they do. If they don't, then, you know, you got to find a way to make it work. But because they're not there 24/7, I guess it's a different relationship to when your kids are smaller and they have to live in the home with that person.
Well, let me tell you something. As a player, the kids don't like you. That's a good, easy way out, because you can just, boom.
Bang,
oh, the kids don't like me. All right, I'm done.
Bang and move on.
You know what I mean? And it was sad, because, you know, I actually liked, you know, that chick, and, you know, she had two daughters. One of them loved me. The other one just hated me. So it's like, I can't do it. You know what I mean? It's bad enough. You know, I'm going to be, you know, with the mom, because she really wanted, you know, to like, you know, get serious and stuff. But I don't know.
You still have that likability.
Sometimes you have to get them. Go ahead, Ebony.
No, I was saying you have to have a element of likability there, because how else are you going to get that child on the side? You can't just, you know, have a relationship where you're going to be alienated by that person, or you feel left out, or you feel that you can't connect. It's difficult, but, you know, if it's an extra relationship, a new relationship, you've got to build those bridges so that you can...
Let me tell you something, Ebony. Well, you could try all you want. This girl, she was she liked to do art, so I bought her one of those art little easel things. She didn't appreciate it. She kicked it and broke it. Okay. I bought her little art pads where she could just draw on stuff. She threw them in the toilet. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You can't, once the kid already says no, and, you know, she, like I said, she thought I was taking the mom's love away from her. You know what I mean? It's like, they already think, and they already, that's what they're going to think, and I tried to buy my way into that shit, but it couldn't work, man.
Maybe that was the problem.
One of my friends. Yeah, that happened to one of my friends, so I know. He got married, not even dated. He married a woman who had daughters that were like 12 and 13. And one of the daughters really disliked him, and he tried everything. He bought her dresses. He took her shopping. He did everything to bribe her and get her on the side. And she, in the end, she broke the two of them up. And, I mean, after, she actually... wanted him to come back, and You know, because the child doesn't really know their own mind sometimes, and she didn't know what she, I guess what she was angry about was this person was taking away, you know, she felt he was taking away her mum. So, you know, she was speaking against it. But when he left, she kind of went into depression and she was really unhappy and wanted him back. But he was like, no, I can't go back there. I can't do it. Too much.
Well, okay. Well, shouldn't...
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Shouldn't the parents sit down and discuss with the child and see why they have such a problem with the individual instead of just, well, it, you know...
Eric, this is what, you know, I had a talk with my mom, you know, after that, and I asked her, and she basically said it the perfect way. She said it, what's that noise? Okay, anyways, she said it's like a corporation, you know what I mean? You know, you have your people, you know, that are on the board, and if, you know, one of them doesn't agree, then they all don't agree.
So what you're saying, what it's saying, you get in a relationship with someone, y'all really kicking it, you know, y'all feeling each other, y'all got good chemistry, but because the child is just downright set against it, you just gonna say, okay, that's it, it's over with.
Well,
without sitting down,
and
talking to. Well, I know. Wait a minute. I know it's your child. I understand that, but. You know, children can be vindictive, period.
Yeah.
Okay, we know this. So wouldn't it be like the parent need to sit down and talk to see what is are these feelings actually valid, or are they just coming out because, you know, they feel like they still want you to get back with their father or what have you, or mother, either or. You know, understand what I'm saying? But to sit there and let a child just ruin a relationship is not a good thing. It's really not.
But I think if you sat with the child and explained and reassured that child,
what's that background
that they're not
noise?
Anything.
Yep. Snissing.
I don't know, that you're not losing anything, actually they're gaining a friend or a support for the family, then I think they eventually they'd come round. But you have to be a great mom to really break through those barriers, because it's your child that,
right.
And it's isn't that person's child. So it depends on the skills of the parent, because if as a parent, you don't, you know, you aren't asking that child to make that person their father or whatever. What you're saying is respect this person and try and have a relationship. But, you know, this person is not replacing a parent, because you still have your father or your mother. Right?
Oh, my God, Kat. I can't believe you said that.
What did you say?
Sometimes children are like coyotes. They need to be mowed down.
No, Lord. Okay. Anyway, let me bring
okay.
This into knowledge into the house.
Oh,
into knowledge, what's
this,
going on?
This motherfucker.
Distinguished panel, how are y'all today?
Oh, we're good.
Good. I think a lot of times, because I've been in a situation twice where I got married to a woman who had a child, and then in my last relationship, she had a child, and it was two completely different situations. And I think it just depends for a man. I can't speak for women, but for a man, it depends on the emotional maturity of the mother. And I'll give you an example. My ex-wife, her son was 4 years old when we got together. We got married, and then we had a son. And she would always find fault in the fact that she in her mind, I was closer to my son than I was to her son. And she just, for the life of me, I could never understand, because anything that I did for my son, I did for Justin as well. School clothes, haircuts, sports activities, didn't matter what it was, homework, everything. But she was always creating this divide between me and the son that she had prior to our son, and it created a lot of problems for me. Fast forwarding into the next relationship, it was completely different, because she was emotionally mature, so that she would come to me and she would ask me things, and I've always been there for him. I think I've when I got with her, he was 8 years old, and he's about to be a sophomore in college now. And this boy remembers my birthday. When he comes home from school, he comes over my house. When he went away to college, he wanted me to come with them to help move him into the dorms. So it was two completely different situations that were dictated by the moms. That was my point. And if a woman is not emotionally secure, that guy is going to have some problems. Even if the kid loves the guy, he's still going to have some problems.
Hmm.
So that's what I just wanted to add that to the mix.
No, okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, I think we have a little power. The two of us always agree. I don't know what that is. What is that? Why do we always agree? But we
great minds think alike.
Okay.
Yeah, great
wow.
minds think alike.
Well, as long as we're agreeing with you and falling in love with me, I think we're having a great show.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, we got some things going on, huh?
Oh,
wow.
My God. I like it. Yeah,
now, and I also wanted to add that guy that wrote into you, Mr. Talk,
uh-huh.
About having, you know, a house and a career, and he's taking care of his kids.
Right.
He's leaving something out. It's something that he's not telling. Because any woman will tell you that they're always going to find that attractive. So there's something else there in the mix that he didn't include in his little story.
Okay.
And it probably has to do with him.
Yes. Something to do with him. That's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We got our agrees going on today. Okay. All right. So, in that case, why is it perceived that men and women have trouble when each other have kids then? Or are we just looking at the wrong set of the type of people?
Well, it depends on how you see the fact that someone's got kids, you know, and what you want to do with them. I think if you're...
Who's the background music?
Ebony, what you watching on television?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me turn it down.
Oh, my God, Ebony.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Talk, but I mean...
I was trying to figure it out, too. And then
I'm trying to listen,
out
and it's
ago.
Just all up in my ear. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Okay. You there? Girl? But anyway, while we wait on her to turn that down, she must have go downstairs. Okay, yeah. You're back? I heard a chair. Let's see. You know, here's another one. This is from a woman. It says, I think women are probably more accepting due to the fact that most men don't have sole custody of their children. Therefore, their kids aren't with them on a regular basis, opposed to the majority of women who, in fact, have sole custody. So for a man to date a mother, he would also have to take in the fact that the children also come with the mother, a package deal, especially if the relationship moves into a more serious stage that suggests marriage at some point. Any comments on that one?
I Hello? Agree with that. I totally agree with that.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with that. I mean, men are as tolerable of children as women are. Men don't take the time to understand the different age groups and the different things that kids go through. And a lot of times they ask the children to step out of their comfort zone. And kids don't usually do those things. They just don't. I think the gentleman was correct that a woman has to be mature enough to understand what her children's needs are and how to introduce a man into their lives a little gingerly. Because it can be a sensitive subject with kids. I don't think that kids should dictate the relationship. I think if you're a strong parent, then you will dictate the relationship with your kids and the person coming in. But I do think that what they feel is important. And you don't have to rush off and get married, but you can get to know each other a little better if the child's not receiving of the person that's entering the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, sometimes the kids actually sense what you don't sense in a
that's
person.
True.
Yeah, sometimes they pick up on the vibes of that person, and if it doesn't fit for them, actually, it may be that you're going against what is wrong. You're going against yourself when you're making that choice. So you can be making a choice out of fear because you don't want to be on your own and all the rest of it. But that child will know that person is a person that is the right person for you because the child is yours. The child has a similar thing, similar taste, similar interest to you. So what I found is that when they just automatically almost fall in love with that person, that tends to be the right person for you because they're picking up on the connection that you have with that person, and they often go with that. So, you know, I think sometimes it says something about your choice when they say, actually, I don't like it. And sometimes you find that even after a while, when the child's no longer the issue, you break up anyway because it wasn't right anyway.
Interesting.
Do you get what I'm saying? So sometimes, I think look at the choices that you make. It's not always you're not always making the right choice either.
That's true, because a lot of women, they just jump in it because, like, a guy may have a nice haircut with a leather jacket, and he looks great that night. Seriously.
So let me
and I think there's a lot of needy women out there, too. So if someone's paying them a little interest, then they don't want to be quick to lose that person because it may have been a long spell before anybody could see that they were interested in them again. So, I mean, that's true. You're so right. That's true.
And I'm going to tell you something. Women believe everything because remember how I say when they come into my house, they think, like, my parents live with me? I always, like, you know, throw a joke like, be quiet. My mom's sleeping. And then I'll go, Mom! And, you know, they're like, oh, my God. I'm like, nah, nobody lives here. You know what I mean? And they just believe everything.
Oh.
I'm telling
you. You make out women are so dumb.
Huh?
Women, you make out women are so dumb.
No, women are dumb. They're just...
Oh, Lord. Let me ask this question then.
They're just fun.
Let's ask this question then. Does it, when it comes to the child, the children, is it a certain age that you should really, really listen, or should you just listen to them all the time if they say they're not, you know, they're not feeling your partner?
I think you should listen to them. But you must know your child, right? Mm. I think any age you can listen to them. Any age you should listen. Because sometimes when you're listening, it's like men saying they don't listen to women. I often say, why aren't you listening? When you're not listening, you miss things, right? You miss essential bits of information that tells you what's going on in your relationship. And with a child, never ever stop listening, especially if you have young girls and you decide that a man's going to move in with you that's not their father, you better listen to that child. I'm sorry. Because, you know, if something ever happened, God forbid, right, you want to be the first to know, not the last. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Mm. I'm not saying kids can't be malicious and make things up, but there's also very much an honesty with children. And they will tell you what is going on. They will tell you if they feel they don't feel comfortable. But you have to listen. You have to be open to listen, to hear what they're saying, and not be locked in your own emotional world of, you know, I'm happy, I'm in love, you know. Yeah, right, you know, but, you know, listen to what they're saying. And they will always give you the right advice, you know. Absolutely. I remember I was dating someone, and I don't introduce men to my kids, but, you know, I was dating someone for 5 years, and I decided, okay, I'm going to introduce him to my son, this guy, on my son's initiative. And when my son met him, he was like, yeah, he's nice, but you know what, I'm not totally sold. Do you know what, like about a year later, he was absolutely right. You know, because there was things I couldn't see. I couldn't see it.
Okay.
So
let me ask, you always listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always take the advice, but I listen.
Mm. Okay. Is there a certain age that if a man has a child that you won't date?
A man with a certain age of child that I wouldn't date?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, there isn't. Well, yes, there is. If someone has like a year old child or 2 years and they've just left the baby mom, I want to know why you left. I want to know. I wouldn't date you for a good year or two, because I think if you left someone who just had your baby, that's not good energy. I'm sorry, that's not good energy. If you were with her before she had that baby and then you left within a year or two, why did you leave so soon? And know that that tells me something about your ability to stay in a relationship.
I agree with you, Ebony.
Yeah.
I agree with you. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way I would date anybody who had a 1 or 2 year old kid. No way.
Wow. Okay. What about you, Goofy, since you just came back?
About what?
Is there a certain age, a woman with a child a certain age that you, who you would not date?
Like a certain age of the woman or the certain age of the child that's
the child. Yeah, the child with the woman.
Well, probably like from the 15th to like to the 17th right there, because I've had some bad run-ins. Like I said, I had one with the 17, and there was one that was 15, and you know, they're overprotected, and I understand that, but yeah, I would probably stay away from that.
So you wouldn't have a problem with infants then?
Oh shit, babies are easy. They don't talk back to you. They don't say anything. All I got to do is hold them and show them their love.
And they take naps,
but
right?
Can I ask Goofy a question? So if you met a woman with a 9 month or under baby, would you date her?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to know why she's on her own and she's just had a baby?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of stories, but it's just, you got to take that risk. I mean, who knows? I mean, what if her man left her because, you know, that's not my baby. She's a hoe. She slept around. You know, maybe the baby changed her life. She wants to, you know, settle down or something like that. You can't,
yeah,
like I said, you gotta always go into things with open mind. You can't just start judging right away, because once you judge, you know, it ruins everything.
Wow. Okay. Now, here's the next question. Is there a certain number of kids you would not date a man or woman?
A what?
A certain number of kids. Like more than one, two, three?
Three is my limit.
Three is your limit?
Yeah.
Why three is
and
your limit,
Goofy? I stress on the three, on the third, depending on you know, their ages, and you know, if they came from different baby's daddies, then nah, I'm good. You know what I mean? But she's a baby making machine. She's not a mother. You know what I mean?
Hmm. What about late babies?
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but there's a lot of, it's a business nowadays. I mean, a lot of girls just get knocked up, take whatever they can from that guy, and of course, you know, they get extra too during tax season, so a lot of them are smart on that. So
does having multiple baby daddies or baby mamas play a role in who you will and won't date?
I think it does.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you have a guy that's got 5 kids by 5 different baby mamas, and they're not taking care of any of the kids, and they don't have custody of any of the kids, and that shows me the content of the character that what I'm dealing with. I wouldn't be dealing with that person, because there's no responsibility. His responsibility level is at a zero. So I will have no respect for that person. So therefore, if I can't respect you, I can't be with you. So that would be it for me.
Hmm. Okay.
I agree.
But on the other hand,
on the other hand, if you have, say, 5 kids and you're an active dad and your wife maybe died or something and you are there combing the hair and, you know, ironing the clothes and you're being a real dad to your kids, then I would consider, you know, being friends with you before being in a relationship with you just to see how you interact or how I would play a part in that. But I don't know, 5 kids is a lot of kids.
And another thing is to see how they live. Shit, I've been bamboozled gang of time. Met a girl with a nice, good SLK, you know, looking fly as hell, but shit. You go to her house, she got Cheerios everywhere. She got holes in her couches. You know what I mean? You got crayons all over the walls.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. Why is everyone laughing? This is true.
Okay.
That's why I'm laughing, because I know it's true.
Terrible.
Wow. That is
just terrible.
I've seen it myself, Goofy. I've seen it myself.
So what about you into college? Have you ever...
I can't do it, man. I can't do it. And plus, you know, at the age that I'm at now, it's like I can't even see myself getting involved with someone who, especially if their children are like under 18, I just I've spent my whole life working with kids, coaching teams, doing all that stuff, and it's a wonderful thing. But I'm not trying to be in a relationship raising a child. My son is 24 years old, so I'm not trying to. And I have nothing against women with children. It's just that I've been there. I've done that. That's not something I'm trying to relive. And it's hard because most of the women you run into are gonna have at least one child. It's rare you're gonna run into a woman that's single and don't have any children.
Yeah,
it's much more common than
women.
Yeah,
I'm called an endangered species all the time because I don't have no kids.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And women just they feed on that. It's like, oh, I'm gonna be the one that get them or something like that. I mean, it clicks in their head when they find out, you know. So I don't got no kids. I don't live with my mom or dad. You know, my little dog is the closest thing to my son. You know what I mean? It's like, it's life.
Okay, I just got another response, and it says this from a guy. Men are more accepting of women with kids. Women are very selfish. Most women won't accept their man's kids. This has been my experience. Okay. That's what he said. Okay. I think both of
that.
You disagree with that? Why you disagree with that, Renee?
Oh, heck yeah. Because women naturally women will accept kids if you're being a father to those kids. If you have them for the weekend and you drop them off with her, well, no, she ain't trying to be your friend. She ain't trying to be with you. But if you are actually being a father to your children, there's nothing more sexy a woman would find than that. Nothing. So I disagree with that.
Okay. I was about to say. I forgot what I was about to say now. But anyway. You know,
Renee really can't speak on that. See, I mean.
Why
she
can't
speak on that?
You've been married for
20
some years, man.
Your buster Renee was in
years,
that situation.
We have a blended relationship. We have a blended family. My husband has 3 kids, and I have 2 kids. So when we got
I thought all y'all kids were together. I'm sorry.
No, this is my second marriage.
Mm-hmm. My bad. Mm-hmm. But the guy is right. A lot of times, women won't accept a man's kids. You know, they have a problem with that.
No,
I ain't saying all of them. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of times they won't.
But not only did I accept my husband's kids, but I raised them too.
Yeah.
They came to live with us, so I raised them too.
No, see,
so
that's
when
I say
we have 5 kids, we have 5 kids because we raised them together.
Mm.
So women are, a lot of women, everybody at the shop is saying, yeah. So, you know, women women will accept a man's children if you're being a father to their children, to your children. If you're not being a father and you're just a weekend daddy, no, we don't want nothing to do with you.
So if you're actually in the trenches being a father, you know where their homework is due. You know when, you know, they've got a school project due. You know when they've got football practice and baseball practice and their doctor's appointments are. If you're really being a parent, then a woman will jump into that full force because she knows you're going to be supportive of her. But if you're just a weekend daddy, and you just pick him up, take him to the amusement park, there's a golfing or whatever, then women aren't, they don't want that. That's not what they want. They want a real man.
No, I mean, now a woman that accepts that is a real one. That's a real woman, though. I guess that's different because, you know, like I said, I have experienced the same thing the guy was talking about. You know, they, you know, at first they okay with your kids, then all of a sudden, wham. He's like a big front. Like, once I get him in, I got him. I ain't got to be good to him or to his kids no more, should I say.
Wow. Really?
So yeah, oh, yeah. I've been there before.
Let's come back to what the caller said before. That person was not emotionally ready to be in the relationship.
Now, Eric, that did happen when I was younger. That's probably been about, you know, about, I don't know, maybe 15, 16, 17 years ago. So, I mean, now, if I notice that with a woman, I'm not even going to deal with her. You know, at that time, I was, you know, well, maybe things will get better. Maybe things will get better. But, you know, I never put my kids through anything. Like, with my kids, two of them just about grown. Well, one of them's grown, the other was just about grown. So, you know, I wouldn't even put my kids through anything like that. I got one that's young, but no, I wouldn't even put him through anything like that.
Okay. All right. Dude. I understand that. So, basically, what we're saying is, you know, depends on your maturity level and, you know, the individuals involved. It can be done. It can be done just depending on who you're dealing with and what type of people you're dealing with, correct?
I agree. And I think one of the most important things is also when you guys were talking about earlier before I got on the line about, you know, kids being able to get in between the relationship. I think when children can see that the bond between the two adults, when they see that there's a strong bond, they're less likely to try to sabotage the relationship because kids are manipulative. That's just what they do. So when they see that weakness, they go in like a ninja assassin and they're going to tear it up. That's just the nature of children. They're going to do that. But when that child sees either their mother or their father has a really strong bond with the other person, I think they're less likely to try to sabotage the relationship, and they're more likely in a situation like that to just fall into it as, hey, okay, this is our family. This is how it's going to work.
Okay. That's interesting. Very interesting. Because I know my second wedding, Lord have mercy. Give me find some woods. Okay. My second marriage, my wife had three kids. My ex-wife had three kids. And, you know, I took them in as my own. And here's the thing, though. It wasn't the kids or the wife that was causing the issue. It was the grandparents. Yeah, exactly. You know, the grandparent, should I say. You know, how do you deal with that? I mean, you know, that's a whole different thing. Trust me, that is a big, 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 big headache. You know, it's just crazy. How would you deal with that?
Well, that could be a deal breaker because that's your partner's parent.
Yeah.
That's a tough mountain to climb there, depending on how much, you know, they're trying to get into the middle of the whole situation because that's in my opinion, that's hard to overcome.
You know what? That's what I said. What'd you think, Renee?
I think if you are with someone and that person is letting their parents dictate to you or to them even, then that would be something that would be a deal breaker. For the simple fact is that you don't need two other people getting involved in your relationship. The relationship that you are building or forming is between the two of you.
your children come in and enrich that relationship. But if you have outside forces coming in, buzzing in somebody's ear, we ain't no good, we ain't, then that's going to sabotage the relationship from the beginning. And she or he has to be mature enough to say, I respect your decision on what you're saying or understand what you're saying, but this is my life. If you can't do that as an adult, not just respecting your parents, but letting them know this is how I'm living my life and this is what I'm doing, then you are the one that is going to cause a problem. You have to let your parents know. You have to shut them down. Say, hey, I love you. I'm not doing anything to hurt anybody. We love each other. And the bottom line is you need to mind your own business. I'm not in your life telling you what you need to do. I love you as my parents, but you need to back off. And if she's not able to do that, then that tells me a lot about the character of her. And that says to me that I don't want to be with her because she's not, you know, she's not going to stand up for me no matter what. And vice versa, she's not going to do the same.
Okay.
So, you know.
I like that. That was good. That was good, Renee. That was good. Because you know what? That's exactly the way I felt about it. And, I mean, the kids were wonderful. I mean, the kids, we got along fine. It was just that outside influence, as you say, you know. And I don't think it's kind of hard to have that much love to deal with that kind of stuff. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. All right. Well, I think we just about to run out of steam on this one, huh? It's early, though. So what can we talk about now before we get up out of here? I see we got
a lot. Wait. Let's go into overtime like we did yesterday. That was wonderful.
Really? Yeah, okay. Right, Goofy. It's the Green Dog in chat room say, if the in-laws are paying the bills or you are dumping your problems upon them, then they have every right to set the rules. No, they do not. Well, anyway, none of my in-laws will be paying my bills regardless. I don't care.
No.
You know, no. I'm not, no. Hell no. Excuse my language.
No.
And I'm definitely not dumping no problems on them. You know.
But I think that falls in the realm of too much information. I think if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're in that relationship, once again, with that person. And if you're whining and crying to your parents about all the things that they're not doing, then because ultimately the two of you are going to make back up. Well, what happens is the parents still are harboring feelings of resentment because you treated my little girl or you treated my little boy in such a way. I'm not going to forgive you. Well, the two of y'all have made up on about the business. And it's all good, and the grandparents are still sitting there fuming and upset. So you don't bring your problems and put them on other people. If you need a company, you need to talk to your spouse about it first or your whoever's significant other first. And if you can't resolve the fact, go see a professional, somebody that's a neutral party. Because when you start telling your girlfriends and telling your little buddies all the stuff that my wife did this, my wife didn't do this, then that causes resentment. When you try to get together at family functions, you can feel the resentment. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all.
Not a good thing. Can you say that's one of the major reasons why couples, why couples break up? Because of outside forces?
Of course.
Yeah.
Everything that starts with a downfall has to be influenced by the outside of your little world that you guys put together. Because, for real, out of the relationships I've had, it's always, are you going to marry me? Oh, my friends are getting married. Or, oh, I'm getting old. I want to get married. Or, you know, stuff like that. You know, like little things, you know, like, I always complain about them. Like, they don't know how to pick up after themselves, you know. And, you know, if you're going to brush your teeth, you know, at least clean your toothbrush and toothpaste. Don't leave it there all thrown everywhere. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just really think that people need to just sit down and talk. When I would get in an argument with my ex, we would sit down and have a game of Battleship. And boom, we would talk about our problem, and it would always seem to calm us down. But
that's cool. I like that. Let me bring somebody else in here. I see they're on a Skype call. Let me see who they are. All right, 111, you're on the air. What's going on?
I think Goofy should play a game of spying. That's what I think he should play.
Oh, you found them goats, man?
Yeah, they were lost. They were in your field.
No. Okay.
What were you doing with them?
Don't come over here with Paula Deen racist jokes, Joe.
Look, nothing racist about that. Nothing. Yeah. Let me enlighten the unenlightened. That's what my job is on this show.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Go ahead,
especially,
Joe.
Especially since Goofy made that ridiculous remark yesterday about how privacy doesn't matter, and let's just go ahead and go along with the government. But he was weed-driven.
Joe, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here today.
You mean I can't get anything out of you today?
Relationships.
No.
Oh, he's in a calm mood today? All right.
Yeah, what you got on the topic today, Joe?
What's the topic?
Oh, Lord. Okay, the topic is, oh, man, we lost her again. Okay, the topic is, are women more accepting of men with children than men are of women with children?
Are women more tolerant of men with children?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't, because I, for one, I'm, if you've got a kid, he better be or she better be grown. Because otherwise, you're not really, well, with me. I don't know. You're not marriage material, but nobody's marriage material with me anyway.
Here we go. We had a great day, didn't we?
That's right. I'm here to bust everything up. So you only got 15 minutes left unless you go into archive, and then I can continue the chaos over there.
Mm-hmm. Continue on, Joe. Continue on.
Well, that's about it. You know, I'm very succinct. I don't want to date a woman unless the kids are grown. But if she's great and the kids are great, since I'm not a marrying type of guy, those kids aren't going to interfere with our love life unless she lets it. There was one woman I met. She and I were interested in one another. She asked me if I was ever married, ever had kids. I told her no. She had a kid, a couple of kids. They were probably in their teens. And she was looking for a man who had kids because she told me she wanted somebody who could empathize with what she was going through. You know, but we never got to the stage where I told her I wasn't going to marry her no matter what. So, you know.
So you just riding along for the booty.
I'm riding along for the relate. How long have you known me, Mr. 50-year-old Sarge?
Who are you talking to?
You. Jesus, I'm just riding along for the booty. When have I ever made the statement that all I ever want out of a woman is just a fucker?
Do we really need to answer that?
Yeah, you better.
Okay.
You
answered
it
a few times.
And the answer is
just because I rubbed off on you doesn't mean that I rubbed off on Joe.
Okay. Well, Joe has made that. Yeah, because Joe, you said if she don't put out within the first 4 dates, you out of there.
That's true. That
okay,
doesn't
then.
Mean just for the booty means I don't want to be taken to the cleaners.
Okay. All right.
Sounds a bit separate to me.
Sounds like what?
A bit separate.
Somebody's talking. Who is it?
Ebony.
It's Ebony. Oh, Ebony. All right. Start with me, Ebony. You got a show today. I'll show up on that show and do your show, too.
No, it's tomorrow.
No, I'm not doing my show tonight. I'm doing it tomorrow.
Oh, you're so tired.
See, Joe, this is why you should have been here. You would have found out that. But oh, well.
No, you know me.
Anyway.
I know what I heard. I heard Ebony can't do the show tonight because she's got a date with the Angry Jew.
No. No. I can't do it tonight because I did a 5-mile run this morning and I went to work all day and I'm now very tired. And that's the reason why. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Seriously,
Ebony, tell me when you want your feet rubbed on the couch. I'll get that.
Oh,
I'll
Goofy. Oh, wow. Now I know, Goofy, why the women fall in love with you.
Oh, that's all it takes,
know?
Ebony, for you
that's
to find.
Yeah, a little tender loving care never goes
a little. Right.
Okay.
How many? You flip-flop more than Mitt Romney, Ebony.
It's because I'm not playing with you tonight.
Why are you coming here bothering Ebony?
I don't bother her. Ebony, do I bother you?
No, I know you're jealous, though. Okay.
You know my what? I'm jealous?
I know you're jealous. You need to
of Goofy. You're right. Goofy's a player. I'm not a player. He's had more women in probably a year than I've had in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years.
A lifetime.
Yeah. 4 lifetimes, Joe. Let's just put 4 lifetimes.
4 lifetimes. Oh, well, I've had a share or two of the female genitive.
Oh, now that's funny. Hold on, somebody
now,
else want to get in.
All right, so everybody thinks I'm just what? I'm a virgin now. Okay, just call me the virgin.
No, you're just cheap.
Oh, Kat's got to chime in now. Oh, for God's sake.
Hold on. 661, you on the air? What's going on?
I couldn't let y'all escape without hearing from me today.
Yeah, but I had to hear from you.
I was listening. Hey, Ebony. What's the topic now? I'm doing great. It's hot.
I can't ask you a question.
Huh? Can't? What?
Yeah, have you
yes,
ever
sir.
Heard, on all the shows that we've been on, have you ever heard me just give the impression that all I want from a woman is just a piece of ass?
Many times.
Oh, fuck God. I can't win tonight.
See?
Wow.
See?
The truth came straight out.
I'm going to be like Michael. I'll be quiet.
Yeah, in the instance, yeah, you probably need to be.
That's a fact.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got it. I may have to get him to extend the clap.
I'll be fine.
Well, Joe, I mean, it's there, man. It's okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
You all believe what you want to believe.
Joe has never. I've never heard him talk like that.
Oh, okay, good. My libido's rising.
See?
Okay. All
there
right.
There you go.
Well, whatever, Joe. You know what? Nobody's paying attention to Joe right now. Anyway,
Eric, what's the consensus? Have the guys on the line said that they don't mind dating, or they do mind dating women with children? And have the women on the line said what?
The consensus is it depends on the individual maturity that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a certain age that some there's a certain age women won't deal with a man without questioning why he got the child. Then there's some ages where the men and numbers where the men won't. So it basically comes down to all right, Goofy, you got 2 minutes to get back on. It comes down to the maturity level of the individuals involved. You know, basically that's what it comes down to.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then, yeah, and that's easy. So, Joe, we're going to back up a little bit for you because I want to get your take on this. Mississippi. Mm-hmm. They passed July 1st. They began to carry handguns without permits. Concealed. Yeah, and partially concealed. Yeah.
Without a permit?
Yeah, without a permit.
So anywhere,
without.
What state?
Mississippi.
So Mississippians, they're allowed now to carry guns concealed
non-concealed
without a permit?
To openly carry firearms without need of a gun permit. We're going to affect July the 1st.
I like it.
What?
I love it.
What?
Okay, please explain,
Joe. Did
Goofy
get back on? Is that Goofy?
Out of line, no. That's Renee.
That?
Out of line.
Antoinette.
Renee.
Oh, Renee.
That's Renee.
Oh,
yeah.
Another woman heard from.
Anyway, so why you like it, Joe?
Because everybody under the Second Amendment has a right to bear arms, and as we've had these discussions ad nauseum, we don't carry around firearms, handguns, rifles, shotguns for hunting purposes. It's to make sure that we defend our property, defend our persons, and defend ourselves against the government, which I thought everybody here knew was a tyrannical government. But if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Really?
No,
okay.
You're wrong.
Green Dog in the chat room say FBI statistics prove the cities with gun control have elevated crime rates.
That's
Chicago
true.
Being the worst.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, in the last 5 years, those states who have had more guns than those states that have had fewer guns have had fewer crime rates on the decrease.
On the decrease.
Let me ask everybody a question. Put this down to bottom line. Look, would you rather be, you know that if we have the biggest gun control in the world, all the criminals, they're not going to obey the law. So, you know, the criminals are going to get their guns. So, if they have their guns, what neighborhood would you rather be in? Would you rather be in a neighborhood in which the criminals know no one has a gun? Or would you rather be in a neighborhood where you know and the criminals know that everybody's got a gun? Simple question.
Right. Yeah,
I agree,
wouldn't be
in a you agree? Of course you would, Kat. Of course.
Not of course. No. What do you say, Eric?
What do you mean, of course I would agree?
She always disagrees
with me. I think Joe's a knucklehead most of the time.
See?
What are you talking about?
Hey, a knucklehead who doesn't want just plain pussy. Thank you, Kat. Now, Eric, what is your answer?
My answer is I wouldn't be in the neighborhood at all.
Oh, fuck.
Without the guns.
So you want to be in a neighborhood without the guns, knowing that the criminals know that you're in the neighborhood without the guns?
Yeah.
So you think the criminals, if they have a choice, they're going to go to a gun-free zone, right? That's where you are, a gun-free zone. You have no guns.
Uh-huh. Right.
So you'd rather have the criminals in your neighborhood as opposed to the criminals in the neighborhood where everybody has a gun.
If you're going to put it that way, then yeah, because I got the criminals called the government still taking my stuff, so why not let them come too?
All right, you haven't been serious in 20 years. I'm not fucking talking.
Okay, but you know what, Joe? I understand the scenario that you're giving, and okay, it makes sense to a gun-toting person. That makes sense. It really does. But I think if you get everybody out here walking around carrying guns, that's not a good thing.
But not everybody's going to carry guns. There are people who just, like my husband, he wants nothing to do with guns. I do. I grew up around people who hunted and had a lot of rifles and guns and bows and arrows and all that stuff. All my uncles were big into hunting, all kinds of hunts. And so I respect guns, and I was taught to respect guns from a very early age. And when I was in the military, I loved shooting the M16. I just absolutely loved it. I thought it was
What about those that don't respect guns?
We're always going to have people. If you take guns away from people, they're people are, like Joe said, criminals are still going to get guns and be criminals. You can't stop criminals.
Now, let me give you another statistic. More crimes, have been stopped by citizens with guns than by cops. Get that through everybody's thick head on this line.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you like I told Lo earlier. Move your ass to Mississippi then.
No, I don't. Shit, Montana's the best state around. What do I mean?
Oh, shoot. But, Joe, I do understand what you're saying, but I just don't see where you have to, that's a good thing at all.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it. Right now, just the other day, you had a five-year-old girl shoot herself in the head.
You know, cops shoot themselves too, so what?
Joe, why did that happen?
Was that a criminal who did it, or was that because her parents didn't have a gun
locked
up in the house?
My point is, no, it wasn't a criminal, but it was a little child, and that was a gun. What I'm saying is, look, it's like this. I understand the criminals and all that, but what about the innocent people that's going to get hurt from this thing on law in Mississippi or just walking around with guns, period?
There's going to be a spike. There's going to be a spike, Eric, because I know where you're going with it. There's going to be a spike when people have, if they haven't had it before, if they start toting guns, there's going to be a spike of people being injured by those who have guns. But then the spike, the increase of people getting hurt will go down.
So overall, the crime rate within those communities will go down. We're willing to take that spike and lose however many people during this spike just to prove a point later on when it calms down.
You know, I don't know where you get your logic.
I don't either.
Where does you get this logic?
Where I get my logic?
Yeah.
Oh, see, y'all. Oh, man, see. Yeah, I got to do it now. See, I been, man, I did good. I went the whole show. Them two come on, I got to use it. Good Lord. Well, I get
I wanted to ask Joe a I wanted to ask Joe a question, though.
Why do I get a double zap?
Joe.
You didn't.
I
got zapped, too.
Eric, I just want you to know that that was good. That was good for me, Eric. Was it good for
okay.
you?
Okay. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, knowledge.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I mean, criminals being criminals, do you actually think criminals would actually sit down, do a demographic study, get out a map, and go, okay, in this neighborhood they have guns, in this neighborhood they don't, so let's focus and concentrate on this particular neighborhood? I don't think criminals give it that much thought. The whole objective of being a criminal is committing a crime.
I would think the Bloods and the Crips and the mob do that. Also, what was it, about 6 months ago, there was a map. Remember when somebody, a journalist came out with the map of people who had guns, people who didn't have guns, and then right after that, there was a rush of crime in the neighborhoods or around the vicinities of where people did not have guns. So, yeah, either people will find out the opportunity, like what this journalist had presented to them, or they will, if they're a gang, they will make some sort of reconnaissance and try to find neighborhoods that are helpless as opposed to those that aren't. If you're a criminal, knowledge, and you have a gang behind you, and you're going to try to do some home invasions or try to find some easy stores, you're going to do reconnaissance, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're talking about organized crime, yeah. I'm just talking about your everyday criminal.
Well, your everyday criminal, let us get his head blasted off by somebody with a gun. That's all.
And that whole thing, the right to bear arms, I think we really got to look at how society was then versus how society is today. People are short-tempered. It really doesn't take much to set someone off. And when you got a bunch of people running around with guns, short-tempered, you say the wrong thing, you know, you might catch a hot one.
I agree. That's why there'll be a spike.
Wait a second. Why are you agreeing? Gun rights never. That's not why we have the Second Amendment.
Because
of the way society was. It's the reason that we have the Second Amendment is because of government, keeping government from being tyrannical.
Oh, I agree.
That's why we have the Second Amendment. It's not to fight each other, but it's to give us power over the government.
But what now?
If we didn't have. I mean, damn, you know, if a drone comes flying around in my yard, I'm going to shoot it down.
You're right.
I don't know what's out there. You know, screw it.
I agree with you. The thing what Knowledge was saying, though, is that if people started wearing the guns now, when they haven't been wearing the guns, he's saying that people are short-tempered and they will use the guns, which they haven't had available before, to commit, you know, either a crime of passion or some other crime. And I happen to agree with him. That's why I'm saying there will be a spike, but then the spike will go down. Everybody's been watching Hollywood. They just think all you have to do when you're mad at somebody is just take out a gun and shoot.
It takes a lot to shoot another human being.
Yeah, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
And you know who mainly does it? Black people. There, I said it.
Go ahead.
You got on me, so I got on you.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We shoot each other, and y'all hang. No, I ain't going there.
You know
anyway.
What, though? If you want to get on that, you know what? I've been on those discussions before where people mm-hmm. are, you know, white people are scared of black people because they talk about black-on-black crime. But black-on-black crime is not the same thing as black-on-white crime. And when I did my research, do you know what the percentage is of blacks committing crimes on whites? It's 94% of black on black, all right? So that means out of every 100 crimes done, every 100 murders done to black people, 94% of them were done by fellow blacks to blacks, and 6% were done by other races.
Right.
With the white race, it's 85% white on white. So that means 15% is done by other races, and when you take into consideration the other races are black, Hispanic and Chinese, you've got to figure that 6 to 7% out of 100 murders, 7 are done by black on white. But see, none of you all do your own research. I have to do it all for you.
Oh, I knew that already anyway. But the point, what's the point, Joe?
That black people aren't as dangerous as a lot of people think.
Oh.
That's like that statistic that most car wrecks happen within a mile of your house.
But let me put it, let me ask this question. How does the media portray it?
Oh, forget about it. You guys are, you guys
are
exactly. My point is, and why does the media portray it like that?
Well,
because when it bleeds, it bleeds. That's as simple. It's sensational. Yes, because it riles up one group against another. Come on. It's pitting people against each other.
It's meant to divide because more crimes, more murders are done by blacks than whites. Now, people will talk about disproportionate, and I happen to agree to a degree that it has some validity about the disproportionate, like 13% of Americans are blacks, and something like they commit crimes something like 50% more than what whites do. But it's still better than a lot of other people who have the agendas that, you know, a black person, if you're around a black person, he's going to shoot you if you're white. And that's not true.
But Joe, how did they do those percentages?
The Department of Justice, they did them.
I guess where I'm going with this is, did they go in on the
number of arrests and the number of convictions? Yeah.
Reported cases, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not actually
going on the actual number. Total number of black-on-black crime compared to white-on-white crime, then, right?
Well, they don't do that officially. At least I couldn't find those official numbers like that, which that has to be Evan.
Because, I mean, that's what y'all think, what the media is portraying, but in all actuality, you know, there is way more black crime. I know the percentages look good the way you just give them. But there's way more black-on-black crime than it is white-on-white crime going on.
That's what I said. If 94%, out of every 100 black murders, 94% of them are done by fellow blacks. So 6% are only done by whites to blacks. And then when you take a look at the white murders, out of every 100 white murders, single homicides, 85% are done by fellow whites. So 15% is done by the other races. And when you take into consideration the other races are done, divided up into Hispanic, Asian, and black, then you can safely say it's probably 6 or 7, maybe 8% are done by black people. So in other words, out of every 100 single homicides done to a white person, only 8 of them were done by black people. Therefore, 92 were done, or let's say around 84 were done by the other whites.
Other whites.
So when you take a look at those statistics compiled by the Department of Justice, you have to say, you know what, if I went to Harlem, if I went to Compton, it'd be fucking dangerous. But if blacks and whites were congregated together in one particular setting, it wouldn't be as dangerous as people think.
Well, no. I mean, I've said this before. Look, take a look at sporting events. You know, everybody's in there cheering, and there's nothing. Usually nothing happens unless alcohol becomes involved. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, and I look at that all the time when I'm watching a sporting event. I'm saying, even back in the day when, you know, you had segregation, you know, you showed up in Philadelphia, places like that, you know, they all cheering together and high-fiving each other or giving each other five, you know. So it's not like it can't be done, but it's just the division that is
it's
always
like what you're talking about. It's what the media portrays blacks as. They take the white. See, if you were going to listen just to the media, and for the record, a lot of black crimes and Puerto Rican crimes, they deserve to be on TV. You know, you guys are Jesus Christ. But
whatever.
Crazy his ass, Eric.
I got on my vest.
I got on my vest to it.
But the thing is, if you listen to them, you would think a Chinese person had never, they've never committed a crime in the United States. Because they're never, ever portrayed. And we all know, every large city has a Chinatown with the Tong. So, it's all a matter of, as far as I'm concerned, government division, like Kat was referring to, dividing up the people.
Well,
yeah, I think about that subject a lot, actually, about how since after I heard Jimmy Carter, he came here and gave a speech one time, and he was talking about identity politics, although he didn't use that term, but it's been popular in our government since after World War II, that especially that people are only presented with two sides of an argument or an issue, and that's what they stick to. They won't think outside of that. So through television, through the media, radio, print, there's only a few sources that they write copy for news from. So those, and they just get repeated. And I know this because I worked in the newsroom of one of the network affiliates here, and the way we wrote news was just copying what everybody else was saying. I mean, it's a system that set, it's like a party line with how news is presented. It's just repeated all over in all these different mediums out there. And we just fall prey to that and only listen to those issues. I don't want to really discuss the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case, but that case is important, and I'm not taking anything away from people who feel passionate about it. But it was only when it was pushed on us by the media that people care about it. You know, and people, I mean, I was on another show last night, and people just got absolutely crazy. And I was trying to make the point that, you know, regardless of what happened that night, whether whoever was guilty, whoever was innocent, it's George Zimmerman on trial. And please, please, let's just hope and let's follow this case and make sure that justice is served, that they follow all the laws. And I'm telling you, it's already been messed with by that prosecutor. That prosecutor is not who people think she is. So I wouldn't get too happy about this case, you know, thinking that he's going to be prosecuted fairly or that he's going to give a verdict fairly either way, because what's going to happen, either way that trial goes, George Zimmerman, if he is found guilty, that case is being set up to lose on appeal. I'm telling you.
I think he's going to win automatically.
No, that's not what I said at all. I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm
what I said was whether it's up to the jury and it's
right.
up to either side to present that case. But that prosecutor was sent in there to make sure, okay, this is what I think is going to happen. I think that he's going to be found guilty and he's going to win on appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to walk. But at some point he will be let loose because the prosecutor has already set the groundwork for him to win,
sure,
on appeal,
to win on appeal
in case
okay.
he's convicted. Yeah.
All
and
right.
People need to look at that. You need to look at all the political ramifications that's going on in the state of Florida right now. And the case itself and how it's prosecuted is more interesting, I think, than what happened that night. And if we can subvert our judicial system this way, this really pisses me off. It just pisses me off over and over and over again.
Well,
anyway,
but I think it's interesting what Joe said about the percentage of the black people in the U.S. Did you say it was 1.9%? I'm just refreshing on the stats. You were saying that more black people, do crime than white people. Did I hear that?
No,
he was saying
that black on black crime is at like 94%.
Yeah, black on black
okay.
is 94%. But overall, the crimes, larceny, grand larceny, murders, all the huge crimes are done more by white in America overall than
yeah,
black.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be, because blacks are what percentage of the
right? Blacks are 13% and the
right.
rest is 87%.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be impossible for blacks to. They could have been seriously doing some, you know, some outrageous crimes almost every second of the day, that's the only way that it could happen, that they would do more crime than the majority.
But what I also wanted to bring out was the fact that people are always talking about, you know, black people killing each other and then killing whites. But when you take a look at the crime statistics, as a matter of fact, if people want to look this up, you can go online and download a PDF file called Color of Crime, or Crime of Color, either one. It's a free PDF. There. Somebody has it?
No, I said I've been there on it before.
Oh, okay. And you can download it, and it'll tell you that statistic. So I was surprised because I wanted to find out what's white on white crime then. I mean, if blacks are doing 94% to each other, then, okay, what are they doing to black people? I mean, to white people. And then when you take, because Vernon asked me, is there a statistic that definitively shows black on white crime? I haven't seen it. I think they stopped doing that like in the last 15, 20 years. But by extrapolation, you take a look on the white on white crime, and then you find out, well, if the percentage of white on white is 85%, then, ipso facto, 15% of white murders, of murders to white people, rather, are done by non-white people.
By non-white people. All right.
So somebody's you're talking in the specifically about murder. You're not talking about all crime.
I'm not talking about
felonies.
Overall crime. I'm just talking about single homicides. Yeah. Homicides of single people. Yeah.
Well, it would only make sense that those statistics state that because most people are around their own race all the, you know, most of the time.
That's what I would think.
So,
yeah.
So what you concentrate on is the percentage that's race against race and what causes those crimes.
But the thing is, people will always say, well, see, blacks are killing everybody in large metropolitan cities. You know, blacks are just killing everybody. I mean, most of the crime is done by blacks. And it's not. Most of the crimes are done by white people. But I would still rather live in a neighborhood where there's college-educated people than you just order. Because I got white trash in my neighborhood and immigrants. And this, let me tell you. Yeah.
No,
you'd rather live,
all right.
You'd rather live around some educated criminals.
Yeah,
no,
that's
criminal.
What he wants.
Educated or not. We all, you know, the government.
You'd rather live around some educated criminals, right?
They're better at hiding their crimes.
Yeah, the ones that got the meth lab in the backyard under the
tree. Those aren't educated.
No, they're not using it. They're just distributing.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We finna get up out of here. It's 22 after. And you know what?
Ebony doesn't have a show today. Like, okay.
No, she don't have a show today. Tomorrow's show is Convicted Felons, Do They Deserve Another Chance? That's the title of tomorrow's show. So, you know, I think that'd be a good one. That's a good question.
Oh, good. I'll give my opinion in my last few minutes.
No, whatever. Anyway, so as we always do, go and let y'all get your last words in. Mr. Vernon, you up first.
Anything to say.
Okay. you don't have anything to say.
Not a damn thing.
Oh, all right.
Good show, man. Y'all take care.
All right.
Take it easy, man.
All right, Miss Cat.
I'm with Vernon. I'm just sitting here sipping something and listening. A good show, though. Good topic. I like your discussions and I like your choices of topics because they're so relevant. You're never boring, so there.
And he's never committal either.
Yeah, I do. I commit.
No, you don't. You're always just saying, oh, that's interesting, and you don't give an opinion until you go on somebody else's show, and then I find out what your opinion is. All right.
No, you want to know what my opinion is?
Mm-hmm.
Keep listening. You'll find out. Go ahead, Ebony.
Okay, so good show. I've been tired, but I have been listening. Great show. Good conversation. I'm not sure if I'm going to repeat the show tomorrow. I might try something different. But, I'll be on anyway. But about 10, so you get a chance to jump in online when you're done.
Cool. I like that.
Okay.
99, Ed.
See you, Joe. Bye, Goofy.
No, Goofy gone.
Oh, Goofy's gone.
All right. Yeah. All right, Joe.
As a precursor for tomorrow's show, I would like to think that convicted felons, rather as a prelude to tomorrow's show, that convicted felons should be given a chance, because if they're not, then they're going to stay in the underground. They can't get a job. They'll suffer more disenfranchisement. There'll be greater crime. So, yes, I believe convicted felons should be given a chance.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. And we'll discuss more of that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Knowledge, last but not least.
Great show as always. I always enjoy talking with you guys, exchanging ideas. And before I go, I just wanted to give a shout out to Kat, because we were having a conversation when the show first started. And
mm-hmm.
you guys missed that. I'm going to keep my eye out on Kat, because she was talking about shooting coyotes with an M16.
Oh, I saw it.
So if we ever hear about some woman in Austin who's just laying down coyotes with an assault rifle, we know who it is. We're not going to tell on you, but we know who it is. But as always, wonderful show. I always appreciate being here, and you always do a wonderful job.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we'll see you tomorrow also. All right, y'all. That's about does it for us today. Another outstanding show here on Let's Talk. And basically, we came to a conclusion that it depends on the individuals involved and the maturity level as to who's willing to accept who with kids. Hey, it's just that simple. Sometimes we make it hard. Sometimes we don't. And in this case, we came to a conclusion. It's just that simple. Hey, the maturity level really counts. All right, let's see. As far as a closing statement, I don't really have any today. You know, it's amazing how no matter what topic or what is said, we always have a difference of opinion. But you know, the great part about that is we can always talk about it, agree to disagree, laugh a little bit, and move on. Come up with some conclusions every now and then also. You know, and that's the beauty. That's what a forum or a show like this is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about screaming, yelling, hollering, calling each other names, and nothing getting accomplished. You know, nothing getting accomplished. Of course, you know, there have been times where that has happened on the show, but I'm glad we have evolved to where we don't allow that anymore. You know. But you know what? And I'm going to close with this quote of the day one more time, because it keeps coming back to me, and I think I need to say it one more time for those that didn't hear it the first time. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. And that's by Bruce Lee. All right, y'all. Well, that's going to do it for me today. Tomorrow's show, convicted felons, do they deserve another chance? So I'll be looking for another hot one with y'all. Also, remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and don't show appreciation to be trying to get appreciation back, because you're defeating the purpose. Show appreciation because you genuinely mean it, okay? And don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But first, before you do that, make sure you forgive your own self first, and your own heart is clean. All right. Well, until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific, y'all have a good one. We're going to go out of here with some Bobby Blue Bland. I am out of here. Thing in my food.
her. It used to be I didn't love her. And I've changed my whole attitude. Oh, yes, I have. Now, what makes me so suspicious and got me so afraid? Since I met this woman, I've changed all the games I play. I used to be a real playboy, a man about town. She's done something to me and makes me wanna settle down. I believe my woman is putting something in my food. I didn't wanna believe it. But since I met that woman, I've changed my whole attitude. I don't know what's wrong with me. I go out with the fellas, but I can't stay very long. The check I get every Friday, I sign it and bring it on home. Another thing about it that worries me constantly, I don't want no other woman, and you know that's nothing like me. I believe a woman, Lord, is putting something in my food.